Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. The official clock says it's 5 o'clock Eastern, and that means it's 4 o'clock Central. We're looking at the latest information that we have right here on Tropical Storm Barry. And the latest is we're about 90 miles south of the mouth of the Mississippi River, moving still west about 5 miles an hour. So still pretty slow storm. Highest winds 40 miles an hour. The pressure's down to 103. And look at this on satellite. Just a large area encompassing a whole lot of real estate in the Gulf of Mexico. The center located around this location. So you can see a lot of the dense clouds and some of the thunderstorm activity, not only around the center, but something to remember as we start planning for this storm is a lot of the convection far away from that center. So you can get impacts well away from where this track is. So really important to think about that as we get closer to landfall over the next few days. And even some of these swirls, some of these rain bands starting to enter portions of Mississippi and also over to Louisiana. We are currently working on the latest update and the forecast. So the latest information that we have as we update this, we're looking at still a pretty slow storm moving with time. The closer these are together, that means that we got a slow movement. That means it's a prolonged amount of rainfall. And it's not just coastal locations. Even with time, you get into Sunday and into Monday. Look, we move inland. So any of these areas, you start thinking about Louisiana, Mississippi, and with time, Arkansas, Tennessee, even Missouri. With time, you could get some of those heavy rains, those tropical rains. Let's look at those rains. I mean, look at the swath of the high risk area encompassing portions of Louisiana. What does that mean? That's the high risk. That's the highest probability that we have to get flash flooding. So it's a very serious situation. So even around that, the moderate risk and even the slight risk stretching in large portions of Louisiana into Mississippi. So very serious situation when it comes to this rainfall. And let's look at it even closer when we start looking at the actual values. This is a brand new one, a brand new update from the Weather Prediction Center looking at these rains. And this bullseye right here is 20 inches plus. It could be some areas that end up with around 25 inches of rain. That's a very dangerous situation when it comes to flash flooding anywhere around the Mississippi coast, throughout central Louisiana. And look how far it stretches. The orange area here looking at 6 to 10 inches of rain throughout much of Mississippi, even into Arkansas. So a serious situation. If you look historically, it's water that creates most of the fatalities, and inland flooding has been the leading cause of the fatalities in tropical systems in the last 3 years. Storm surge is another factor. We have some updates here as well from the storm surge unit here at the National Hurricane Center. So we've got some values on here to look at. A lot of the coast of Louisiana around Plaquemines Parish, the mouth of the river, 3 to 6 foot of that storm surge. And then an update from last time, we're looking at even Lake Pontchartrain getting 2 to 4 feet. So we've updated that, looking at some storm surge in the lake. And what happens is that water gets pushed into the lake and just starts piling up, especially on the west end portion of it. So storm surge is very dangerous. Mississippi Gulf Coast, 2 to 4 feet, and even towards south of Lafayette and the coastal areas there, 2 to 4 feet of storm surge. So water, water, water. That's a big message here. You're going to have some winds associated with this. Could even become a hurricane before it's all over. But remember, the dangers of the water, we have to protect ourselves from that. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.